If you're looking to get a jump on voting, advance polls open this morning. Advance voting runs September 10th to September 13th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The location of the poll to vote at is available on the voter information card you receive by mail. People can also find their polling station online here. Voting can also be done by special ballot in person at an Elections Canada office before 6 p.m. on September 14th. There are two Elections Canada offices in Greater Sudbury, 69 Yonge Street, Suite 1A downtown, and at the Bonaventure Mall in Chelmsford. You can learn more on the process to vote by special ballot here. At the polling station, people will be asked for ID. There are three options for this. Option 1. Show your driver's license or any other government-issued ID with your photo, name and current address. The ID can be from the federal, provincial or local government. Option 2. Show two pieces of ID with your name. At least one must have your current address. Examples of what's accepted are your voter information card and bank statement, or a utility bill and student ID card. A list of accepted ID is available here. Option 3. People with no ID can declare their identity and address in writing and have someone they know and who is assigned to their polling station vouch for them. The voucher must be able to prove their identity and address and can only vouch for one person, except in long-term care facilities. You can check to see if you're registered to vote here. You can learn more about the candidates running in your riding by visiting sudbury.com's election page. Elections Canada strongly encourages electors who are self-isolating or experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, who have been in contact with a confirmed COVID-19 case or who cannot wear a mask to apply to vote by mail. Voting by mail. Electors who want to vote by mail should apply for a special ballot voting kit as soon as possible. They need to allow time for their kit to reach them and for them to return their completed ballot to Elections Canada by Election Day, September 20th. Once electors have applied to vote by mail, they cannot change their mind and vote in person at advance polls or on Election Day. Electors can complete an application online. They can also call Elections Canada to request a paper form, print one from the website or get one at any Elections Canada office. Electors must include proof of their identity and address with their application. The deadline to apply to vote by mail is Tuesday, September 14, 6 p.m., local time. After approving an elector's application to vote by mail, Elections Canada sends them a special ballot voting kit. Each special ballot voting kit includes a pre-addressed return envelope with prepaid postage. Electors whose return envelope is addressed to their local Elections Canada office must return their completed special ballot either by mail or in person to that office. They can also return it in person at their polling station by dropping it in a ballot box specifically set up for that purpose before polls close on Election Day, that is, Monday, September 20. Electors whose return envelope is addressed to 440 Coventry Road in Ottawa, Ontario must make sure their completed ballot arrives at that address by 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Election Day. Voting at an Elections Canada office. Electors can also vote at any Elections Canada office using the special ballot process. The offices are open 7 days a week. Electors who apply to vote by special ballot at an Elections Canada office may vote there at the same time. They have until Tuesday, September 14, 6 p.m., to do so. Electors who apply at an office outside of their riding and who do not vote there at the same time must make sure their ballot arrives at Elections Canada headquarters in Ottawa by 6 p.m. Eastern Time, on Election Day. Electors who have concerns about voting in person can vote by mail. They can also call 1-800-463-6868 or visit elections.ca for information about the measures in place to make voting safe at Elections Canada offices or at their assigned polling station on advance polling days and Election Day. To provide a safe environment for electors and election workers, Elections Canada strongly encourages electors to wear a mask, even in places where a province, territory or region does not require them. We will require electors to wear masks where they are required by the province, territory or region or by the landlord leasing the space to Elections Canada. Electors who cannot wear a mask for medical reasons will not be required to wear one.